Welcome to Walking Between the Worlds with Almeen. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Welcome to Walking Between the Worlds. And today we have with us extraordinary masters to speak about communicating with forgotten kingdoms. So very much more exists upon planet Earth than meets the average eye. Kingdoms kept alive in our memories by assigning them to the world of myths and others we didn't even know existed. Let us invite at this time Chris Dayani to assist me to read the names and functions of 60 of the Lords of Light, a forgotten kingdom. She is one of the ascended masters that have gathered together in a group, bringing my heart great comfort and joy at this time at my home. And I have asked her to speak these words because I knew the great benefit it would be for you to hear this master of great balance and light. Habla Vuech. Where is Chris Dayani? We would like her to give the meanings of these lords' names.
It's Venerable Weeper of the Violet Way.
Vramukbla.
Weaver of the Silver Cloak of Light.
Kishkakos.
One who wears the Golden Mantle of Sunshine.
Kolkabos.
One with the countenance of a blazing fire.
Pretlabus.
Gatekeeper of love and light.
Harumklus.
Emissary of peaceful spirits.
Bekomus.
Free spirit of the night.
Pristarva.
Winsome whisperer in the still.
Haugbrish.
Awesome organizer of cosmic realms.
Pernukverbli.
Magnetic power of the fiery gates.
Pareshnurf.
He who swallows the night.
Bekonich.
Spark of flame.
Kukarem.
Who would dance with grace.
Varalsko.
He who whispers to the heart.
Huflabritz.
He who flies out of the sun.
Spetelblum.
Holders of a key.
Prevatsklubut.
Creator of the cords.
Hefroch.
He who lights the shadows.
Prubitspitz.
He who pulls the moon.
Fravelbli.
Skylight.
Freklabitz.
Songbird of color.
Kuchtavru.
He who unravels illusion.
Oremin.
He who dissolves darkness with light.
Krotzklau.
He who sees the wonder of the cosmos.
Uchra.
He who sounds the call to freedom.
Pref Baru.
Toner of light.
Putlos.
Keeper of the fire.
Prevobu.
He who weaves the fabric of the cosmos.
Hutzkla.
Eyes that flash with light.
Priosh.
He who stands at the end of the cycle.
Priurtalet.
He who breaks the tie that bind.
Aranbrush.
He who witnesses the truth.
Kavur.
Stepping stone to the infinite.
Peorskl.
He who spreads his favorite cloak.
Klufrubu.
He who shapes into formlessness.
Peorstel.
He who lifts up soul to the light.
Pla Ulaf.
He who thunders with laughter.
Hirtel Kertel.
Liberator of souls.
Sah Ufuru.
He who speaks the tongue of speaker.
Varaum.
He who quenches thirst for light.
Hell's Gift.
He who dissolves in the light of the whole.
Pluf Amaach.
Magnet of fire.
Prevupa.
He who shatters the bonds of darkness.
Wahun.
He who shines from the blackness of night.
Ble Upa.
He who lights the path to beyond.
Orch Prasu.
Way shower to the sun.
Hupsla Uer.
One who blows the wind of time.
Tertelops.
One who guides the impeccable warrior.
Klusklaver.
One who carries the spirits of all creation.
Artenug.
He who brings forth the mountains of hope.
Frugbavel.
The guardian of the gate of compassion.
Paleshnt.
The wearer of a cloak of extension.
Pigeruf.
He who flies the path of the eagle.
Fruskalf.
One who holds the winged ones in hand.
Greogbeth.
He who carries the torch of love.
Vroetish.
The flaming warrior of old.
Greench.
Sculptor of the font of abundance.
Boxbu.
Visionary of the expanding universe.
Lernvupa.
Emissary of peaceful spirit's delight.
And the 60th one is Klu Anem.
The harbinger of hurricanes of thought.
Beloved Ascended Master Krishnayani, thank you very, very much for joining us. My love to you always.
Thank you, Almin.
These sacred, sacred names, beloved ones, are the first 60. They are in a very specific order of the 300 lords that serve the Mother Goddess around the throne. From their descriptions, you can see the functions that they have. We speak a lot of angels. We all know about fairies and dragons and that they are in myths from one end of the earth to the next. But we have forgotten the kingdom of the lords. Some lords are dragons. Mostly they are in humanoid form. But at times they appear in photographs as balls of light, spheres that come to do their duty. Some of their duties overlap a little with angels, but they are mighty indeed and do more cerebral work than angels done. Having neither mothers or fathers, created forth from the hand of the Creator Mother herself, they fill numerous tasks and positions throughout the cosmos. We today want to alert you to the fact that there are also 9 lords of light that are the planetary lords. Untanas, Huertas, Chihitao, Guayana, Huertao, Semvita, Ardao, Aravitas, and Utaklon. In my book, The Secrets of the Hidden Realms, I explain fully their functions for the planet as well as that of the Lord Ardao, who keeps the planetary axis and is the Lord of the planet. But these lords through the ages have found their names on the walls of the Inca, of the walls of the Mayan glyphs and languages. They are found mentioned in Egyptian pyramids, especially Guayana and the one that we knew as Chihitao. Beloved ones, there are yet other kingdoms that we had no ideas existed, and one of them is the Kingdom of the Darklings. It is with great joy that after our commercial break, that we will invite with us the Ascended Master, Ruth Ann, who made a very brief appearance on last week's show, to talk about the time when, in fact, she discovered this kingdom. We knew that there was a forgotten kingdom. We just didn't know who they were. Because unlike the unicorns or the fairies or the merpeople, they had been so well hidden, for reasons which we will uncover today, in a place we never thought to look, that even our legends and myths had no account of the Darklings. At this time, as an introduction, I will read to you their language. Sauvis pravet uru. It isn't now. Klesh nanuvit varanu. Not even then. Brik brat na kleu vaspat treusar. There are no colors to hear those calls. Nanu sespa kreutra va urhavit. You do not need questions for old jobs. Set uvish nanu trech va aruhat. With reason looking at truth. Kli esba sitrechva elstuba uravet. This working this forever is slowing. What they are speaking about is that there is a new way to approach life. And the approach of life is through the heart. They say that reason has to look at truth. And then they go on to say, for there is a whole communication in their language. And the great master, Kristayani, has been receiving their glyphs. It is so that these beings are highly evolved, holding truths that for mankind are invaluable at a time when we have been taught that the old way of reason accessing is obsolete. Reason can access but the smallest portion of the cosmos, and because we have begun to rely upon reason over the wisdom of our heart and the impressions of right brain thinking, many of these beings of the hidden kingdoms have been forgotten, unseen, relegated to stories for children. But the veils are thinning, and therefore it is time. And once again they show up in our photographs. The book Aruba Firina shows the photographs of the fairy realms we will be discussing next week, and it has just been received by our office and is ready to be shipped to you. See these beings in photographs. We will now take a commercial break and welcome the Master Ruth Ann back when we have completed it.
Is a globally recognized mystic, seer, healer, and teacher of God consciousness. Her students, masters, discover their personal power by shedding layers of social conditioning while attaining the power of forgiveness, silence, and self-reliance. Explore with Elmeen as your Tolkien guide the mysteries of the cosmos through her series of CDs, books, online magazine, seminars, and workshops. Discover your own personal path to manifestation, ascendancy, and enlightenment by visiting Elmeen on the web at www.spiritualjourneys.com. That's www.spiritualjourneys.com. Reclaim your right to live a life of mystery and magic. And log on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. You've been walking between the worlds with Elmeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Elmeen.
I welcome onto our show today the Master Ruth Ann, a very close friend and a great joy to me. Having someone as a friend who has achieved the total silence of mind that she has, and also all the masters that will be welcoming onto the show today, is to be in a place of great peace. Thank you, Ruth Ann, for being my dear friend and also for joining us on the program. Although this program deals with forgotten kingdoms, all but one are not really forgotten. They've just made their way into our myths and fairy tales. The one that is truly forgotten has not been thought to exist for so many trillions of years of existence that it is as though it is newly discovered. And Ruthann is the one who discovered it. Master Ruthann, please tell us how this came about.
Yes, thank you, Almeen. There were a couple of things that alerted us during work that we were doing for the Mother Goddess of all creation that such a kingdom existed. We'd been asked by the Mother Goddess, and she's the one who gave birth to all life, to send information back to the past, and we were told that this would heal the past, and of course if you heal the past, it heals the present. But we were wondering how that could happen since time had collapsed towards the end of last year. And also, time-traveling tunnels, such as the one that existed in the Great Pyramid, had been closed down. And it always seems to get tricky when one has to travel or send information between cycles of existence. It's just not easy to do.
No.
But suddenly, you know, one of the masters was starting to feel very dizzy, and she had this splitting headache. And a lot of the masters experience this, as you know, when there's information that needs to be released. And an object happened to move through the air and just beamed her on the head, producing a very noticeable lump. And it started her drawing a strange-looking portal that took her hours to complete. And of course, also, you know that when the masters are working, the ones who are creating the portal were simply told that you've forgotten us because we were so small. And that was all we had to go on, and it was so sad to hear that, because to think of one of the kingdoms is totally forgotten.
It's true. And what made you think that there was such a forgotten kingdom? Was there any clue?
Yeah, well, one of the tasks that we were given was to find the amber stone. That was one of the stones in Mother's crown. And it had been hidden away trillions of years ago somewhere here on Earth. And we knew that this gem contained the creational codes of the amber ray of light, which represented the cosmic Haran, or as other people know, the belly button chakra. And that's all, we had no further information. But after much searching, we were drawing it blank, and it was very frustrating, and none of the other kingdoms had what we were looking for.
This is perhaps a good opportunity for our listeners to know how immortal masters like yourself cope with the very human feeling of being stumped.
And for me, that's, yes. Well, if you obsess too much about the question, it just drains your energy, and it'll lower your consciousness. And at the very moment that you're confronted with what seems like an unsolvable problem, you need all of that awareness and consciousness that you can get, and it's just not a time to lose any of it. So we simply emptied our minds of questions and waited. We also watched our environment and with as much awareness as we could, so that anything could give us a sign that would tell us where the gem had been hidden and by whom.
My goodness. Well, please continue. What happened then?
Well, again, several days after that message was given that they were so small, I was listening to your CD to heighten my love energy to Mother when I heard this short message telling who they were. And, of course, I wrote it down. And as we were once again at a crucial point, I went back to your music to get into that state of, for me, it's a heartfelt love for Mother, which I think is what drew them to begin with the other message. And the second transmission was much longer than the first introductory piece. And they are called the Darklings. They're very small beings who have lived in the dark parts of the ocean. And they look like very, very small variations of the human form. And they were asking the Creator Goddess to once again bring light to the depths of the oceans. Their message has a certain rhythm to it. You'll notice it when I read it later, that it's a simple but in an innocent and I would even say a pure way of speaking.
Let me ask then, was that the time you learned that they were the ones guarding the amber gem?
Well, yes, but...
It was a little later, wasn't it?
I think so. I think that was when...
well, Let me tell you, listeners, when a master hums and haws just a tad, it's because there are pieces that she cannot speak about.
Yes.
So let me continue with the next question.
This
is a wonderful time to be talking about the goddess gathering her gems back that contained the creational codes for the restoration of her crown. On our next show, we will in fact learn who had been safeguarding some of the other gemstones and how we were able to photograph the partially restored crown. And I told you a little earlier that the Aruba Sirina Book of Fairy Magic has just been received from the printer by our office and is ready to ship to you. We are also offering a $20 value to the first 30 to 40 listeners as a free gift, which is a video for those of you that order the book. So mention that you heard it on the show and you will receive a free video of myself. It's actually the only video that we have that I've done. What I think will be fun for our listeners is if you and I read the transmissions that came from the Darklings. Is this acceptable to you? I don't want to put you in another bad spot.
No, that's fine, Almeen. And yes.
Okay. Why don't you read the short one first?
Okay. We are good people sent below to guard Mother's life light, to be known as the Darklings, powerful light bringers of the dawning of the time of the man being known as now. We love Mother and want to be remembered, for now is the time we have been waiting for you to come. Be. Look, we are, can be here. Thank you. Lover of life, light, Negra Beck.
And Negra Beck was the Darkling that communicated it. Is that a name?
Yes.
Okay, well, please give us the second transmission. Read them a little bit slower, just so it can really sink in for our listeners.
Okay, and this one is a little longer. We are the ones left behind and below to tell our tale. We have much to tell, but for none to hear. We talk now and hope for best. Wish all to know. Be glad. Good things coming. Us too. Always love Mother. Never forget. We go down deep to hide and be safe. Thanks much for the heads up to get out. Now we be safe and happy high up. We ready for high up. We come to those who love the Mother. Our love is strong and true. We are strong holders of the life, light, love force for Mother. We would be no other way. No other way. Why one of few chosen? Thank you, Mother. The light must be steady and true. We are strong and able to hold light life steady, so no harm come. We remember. Do not forget. Now your turn. Remember. Talk to us. Thank you. We love Mother much. No thing more blessed, important. Time to move, go on, connect. We ready. The life light strong, pure, we good, did good, thank you, and you welcome. We many, take all room for, we tiny, small, but strong. We make trip, no problem. No Mother, love us too. Great news, we ready for. Like music she make, we burn for your return too. Much love for message, we hear music message. She make and no time to be aware of us. We hear and hear her. Thank you, Mother. We come, let you know. Message of music we've been waiting for. Much praise for message music. Beautiful. We always want her near, too. Love her. Much love and grace to give us. We waiting much time for this. Many eons. Much happy to get. Bells here ring a lot. Love you back. Appreciate your gift of life light force and acknowledgement of us now that you know of us. Thank you. Feel your love and grace. Much happiness here. We come soon as you ready for us. Life force come with us too. No hard, we can do. Memories too. Hard to tell our story, much long, big barrier. Not so big now, still barrier for some though. Main memory, love. Life light force Mother, never quit this. Ours for all time. Mother, never quit. Stop our life force as gift to hold hers. Thank you for honor, Mother. We guard good. Hide good. No one knew of us or it. Big secret. Now day of secrets. We come out now. Good Darklings. Much praise we feel from you. Thank you. Ever always back to you. We ready now. Life light great. Go with you to beyond. Ready. Glesbus Galil.
And is Glespus Galil a name?
Yes.
So he's the one that communicated the longer message. Would you explain to our listeners why these sacred objects were hidden in the first place and why they are now being gathered?
Yes, of course. The work of many masters that have been working on behalf of the Mother of all creation, and that's been since February of 2005, has burned to turnkeys and so much other work, and it's assisting in a planetary ascension. And humanity has been unaware of this for the most part, but their frequencies have definitely been raising very rapidly. And we're very close to the time when the reign of the goddess on Earth is assured in. It's a time of great peace for all of us. And this is the reason the gems are being gathered back, as well as the other sacred objects that the goddess has asked kingdoms to safeguard, and they were to be safeguarded against kingdoms of darkness as the years have gone by.
We have just about a minute left, so just room for one more question, Master Ruthann. Thank you so very much for coming. What has happened to the darkness? You and I both know one can't just make it go away or it will become embodied as a demon. What has happened to it?
Right. The only way darkness is turned into light is through experience. And the good news is that as of August, and that was in 06, that was completed. And darkness is nothing more than the previously unknown portions within the Infinite Mother's being. And that's all been turned into the known or the light. And the dissension cycles that we've been in for so long are finally over. There's nothing left but the light.
Our listeners are going to wonder why there's still war.
Well, good question. There's definitely pockets still clinging to the pockets of illusion, which has disappeared. And Earth apparently is no exception. And also most media, they only seem to report the bad news.
Well, good. We will be the first to give the good news then. Thank you very much, Master Ruthann, for joining us on the program. This information has been wonderful.
Thank you, Almeen. And thanks also for putting the word out to even more people.
You're welcome.
It's a great gift. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The book Journey to the Heart of God, Mystical Keys to Immortal Mastery. After 3 months of intense physical preparation, in January 2004, Almeen experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for more than the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with ego, in 2000. In the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book has been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like the automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it is transcribed. Few who have entered into God consciousness leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of the Immortal Master, in addition to continued function among the masses. But as a Toltec, Nagua, and seer, Almeen's life is dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. It's an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. These sacred messages came the true identity of mankind as light beacons of creation and the way shows back to the heart of God. Within this book, some of the mysteries of the cosmos that have plagued seers for eons have been solved for the first time. Never before in the history of any mystery schools have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the destiny of man. With every fiber of our beings and in the depth of our heart's truth, no matter how profound, can be recognized for what it is, and it is the truth that shall set us free. To receive a copy of this book, premier CDs, online magazine, workshop, or lecture downloads, go to www.alminespiritualspiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
From the ancient source of love and light, the goddess was born to banish the night, to awaken the magic that lies in its hand, gladdening hearts with the mystical spell. The long night is over, the dawn has begun, upon the earth the goddess has come. To turn the key that turns the page, and ends the darkness of a bygone age. Fawn and elf in self delight, at the end of all the dark and faithless night, from every kingdom the news resounds, the goddess reigns, and joy abounds.
You've been walking between the worlds with Al Mean. For more information on your own spiritual journey, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Al Mean.
Welcome back. And we have with us on the line the Ascended Master, and his name is Master Bert. And later we will hear from his beautiful wife, the Master Jeannie. Bert, welcome. I'm so glad that you joined us today.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. And we will read to you. We have the translation. And Bert and I will tell you the story of the unicorns. Unicorns in their language are called the Billy Sim. It is the Billy Sim Klash Vustra, the story of the unicorns. Biati nur arvach speli bitri usang blish branasva klupi sanutrat verulisva Billy Sim hishi vilis tresva ilefnung klius pidi alasut vising var a vilstra vir sibiha.
When the ages of darkness came upon man, and the glory of Mother became hidden to some, the unicorns helped preserve the light. That was the time the sacred objects of power were secreted.
Nechtur urasvi pelichnor sketuli va mishelesvi klava trebi uvin satva kluba vestrabi eli ech vavi satu mirvat selshu pli esva brukelis parmunura.
It was a time for heroes to come forth, and we were the ones called. Of those that began this epic task, only 700 that have learned to survive without food still live.
Pretul hus is vimi, bili sem nustra uvel primi hut peles vis prava hut. Pels pri vi aresva klipa uretvi stabaluk grisetva sum pri esva triunas senurat.
Unicorns were called and given the great and worthy object to guard with our lives. The object was the ball in the center of Mother's scepter that holds great powers.
Pripravestra vif la liach mihir satva auresh tresh vi krauk nisva kestra sa vatvi ereknot a ili helish vi starung nus stra hupel him ustarak minich va ers strupra uvra uvilihim uteli mich stranit skelesva prinihim buu leshtra sarvahim.
To do this, we were given golden shoes upon our feet. They created a shield of invisibility wherever we ran. For eons we have worn them, and they have been uncomfortable on us until they were removed this day, November 21st, 2006.
Bilichnistra havrivra valestra urikna elevistrava prahishtrehur sauvutech mestrava hurish bilish blekstra brubach vavrubik strevil vachvi steramiri stava aurech nirhu belestra mi unerhvi bela ustri manerhvi.
And so we took that which is beyond precious and ran many times around the earth. This hid the inner earth from prying eyes. and when we ran with our golden shoes through the crust of the earth to reside in the inner earth.
Bilichnistra havrivra valestra urikna elevistra vaprahishtrehur salvetuch mestra vahurish bilchblekstra brabach vapereshut helesvi ni ustra vavrubik tre vilvachvi stera mirisatvi a uresh nirhu belesh ni ur nechvi bela ustri manerhvi. At this time, the Master Bert and I will take turns reading as many of the secrets of the unicorns as we can. Pirani hirihut pilisim bliva blek spereru plish evri sutvi plisabri eleshvi kelisim nunva krius selbisum ertla hirsvi klesvi treba uratvi selbi singva uhurset barsi. Griva urvi prishprahit vid ili setvi granu ubi.
When it was decided by the one being to study her being by pretending to forget, she gave us her ability to see in a ball that was her scepter. Because she sees only innocence, and we carried her vision away, the ball became the embodiment of purity and innocence. Thus, for 9 cycles in which darkness abounded, and hearts grew cold, we kept ourselves from being seen. But as purity died, so did we, until at last only a few are left. But now we have entered cosmic purity, and thus we emerge to flourish again.
And now I shall read Secret 2, and then we will ask the Master Bert to read Secret 3. As guardians of that which is most precious, we confine ourselves around and in the sun, giving up what we love, our freedom. But we loved the mother of all life more, and did this willingly. The horses that ran wild upon the land were of the same group mind as we are. They were supposed to run wild and free, feeling as much joy as they could in this freedom. This would be communicated to us, and though we chafed at our confinement, we would see in our sun, in our mind, the wind blowing through the grass and the billowing clouds above. But the joy that would be communicated to us through the group mind from the physical wild horses ceased as they were captured and placed in servitude. Many unicorns died of a broken heart. Because the wild horses of the earth were the embodiment of untamable wildness and freedom, their capture by man also captured man. He became captured by many unseen fences and boundaries none could see. He became as dependent and captured as we were. Secret 3.
Part of the secret already told tells that all horses have really one group mind. Now as we come forth, the gift of the wild horses, giving a freedom and shared joy in a vision, can be returned. As we share our seed, as we interbreed, magic will give long and they shall live. Once more the power to elude all capture, wild horses will roam free in many pastures. And soon there will be others that will teach them to fly, but their story shall be told by and by.
Secret 4. You must know the deepest secret yet told. You must now know the deepest secret yet told of how we left for the center of the earth 56 billion of your pretend years ago. But do you not ask how it can be that since we had left we still have been seen? Many the stories passed on through the ages of darkness of a lone unicorn sighted, radiant and light, pure and pristine. It is the goddess herself in luminous white that sometimes takes form and as a unicorn is sighted. This she does that in the memories of man, unicorns live on as part of her plan. Kept in memory, it helped us survive. Remembered by some stayed alive. Oh, she wandered across moonlit fields, elusive and shy to evade men's greed. Like a mirror she was of that which was lost. It was purity that had died at a terrible cost. Man always grabs at what he doesn't have, so she learned to be wary, this lone unicorn. But before we returned, she came to us to teach, to be shy and stay out of reach, till the day that man's innocence is found yet again, and we can be safe in the world of men. Secret 5.
Horses could not in captivity thrive. Thus the lowliest of all had to help them survive. The donkey embodies endurance, stubbornness, and hardiness. Because yet again we are all of one mind, the donkeys gave strength to the horses' minds. Without their endurance under captivity's yoke, the horse's spirit would soon have been broke. And thus, from the bottom of the horse's race, each group had a vital part to play. Greater the deeds of all who took part, long shall we live in the mother's heart.
Forerunners are we, as we shall explain, in two ways it's so, and on several planes. From us came the horses, not the other way round. From us, too, the Pegasus that flies above ground. Also transplanted from us are the ones from other planets. Their unicorns here were begun. The Earth is the source, and the oldest that is. That is why, of all planets, the goddess chose this. Here she resides, and here she will stay, on this planet where unicorns once again play. Like fairies or elves, the unicorns burst, all others like them, right here on Earth. It's the origin of life, though nobody knew, except the goddess and unicorns, and the fairies did too. Now, once again, forerunners are we, the first to come forth, the first you will see. Soon will follow others of our race, some from this planet, some from another place. A joyous reunion for those of our kind, around Mother's palace, our home we will find.
Secret 7. On the day we came forth, a great miracle transpired. Many there were that had previously conspired to program the Earth to be more like they are. Thus, just like man, the Earth was encased in program conditioning, its originality erased. How it was done to program the Earth is that the planets sent some of their own here to be birthed, and so it was changed and then restored, the Earth's original mind as before. Set free as the unicorns, the Earth can now be all that it was and all that it's meant to be.
Thank you, Master Bert, and we will welcome back the Master Genie after this commercial break.
Elmine is a globally recognized mystic, seer, healer, and teacher of God consciousness. Her students, masters, discover their personal power by shedding layers of social conditioning while attaining the power of forgiveness, silence, and self-reliance. Explore with Elmine as your totally guide the mysteries of the cosmos through her series of CDs, books, online magazine, seminars, and workshops. Discover your own personal path to manifestation, ascendancy, and enlightenment by visiting Elmine on the web at www.spiritualjourneys.com. That's www.spiritualjourneys.com. Reclaim your right to live a life of mystery and magic, and log on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. You've been walking between the worlds with Elmine. For more information on your own spiritual journey, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Elmine.
Welcome back. And we look next at the Mer people. Only a few hundred of them left. They have given me their locations and the areas in which they migrate around the planetary oceans. I received their symbols, not quite understanding them at first, but as I deciphered it, I realized that it was, in fact, an invitation to a wedding among the Mer people. There are three clans among the Mer people. The most ancient clan is known as the Wa-Rum. From this clan, two other schisms splintered off through the ages. The first one to splinter off was the Onim, O-O-N-I-M. And then the second one to splinter off was the Varum. The Varum had until recently been the only of the clans that had any magical abilities left. They had received it for a task that they performed for the mother. When the planet had gone through a great catastrophe, she asked them, with their magic that she bestowed upon them, to assist in transmuting the shock and the grief of humanity. I now welcome in our midst the Master Genie, and I ask her with me to give you some of the magic the Mer people have instructed us in. And the first one is the sacred object to create a crystal ball. Master Genie, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for this invitation, Elmeen.
So I will give you their language and if you will translate it, please. Ush va'um mi'ish va'u va'vi pa'u va'mani u'u'iv ahuhem va'vi'ista'u vi'ish nanu mi'ista vi'i'i va uhim vi'ihe mi'i u'avi sha uhem pa pli stava'ish pi'uhim bava.
Let me sleep in the arms of the sun. Lay me down till 3 days are done. On a rock on the ocean floor, where the water is shallow and the sunlight pours through, there will I rest till I leave with you.
They are telling you that the ball that you create out of crystal needs to be put in the sun, but in shallow water in the ocean, for 3 days. That is what they are instructing us to do. Shushami ubish via sta waspuhim sha uashva skla uresh biva una sishvi plaumhim sta hu mi a e va sasum vi li pli ahuna vavish iish stavum.
For the half a day, send your images of mind into the heart of my crystal depths. Then speak these words that I might become a conduit of knowledge from the central sun.
Pishna viva ureshkla nanuhesh ba'u li'iba'a si'ili su ish va bi'ish na ubi'ish vitru bi bava u nim bli starum. Those are the words that should be spoken. Valush bish viish stavi perva nish staba vi u asti bana vi kelush hish viista ba'a la'a mi'ihe sa'a bu ha uish ulivim pishvarim bi'a vastarim.
Now carry me with you like a babe in your arms. Sleep cradled around me 4 nights in a row. Now call me thus as I wait for you.
Sta'abash nish va'ash urahim bli'ish nish va.
Now I am ready to enhance your sight. Into the stars if you do it right. See what you will. At first focus much. State your intent of what should be searched. Thus I'll reveal what I may to you. For only integrity's bidding do I do.
And thus it is that we create a crystal ball according to the magic of the Mer people. And now we will give you how to create a magical wand according to what they have given us. U'eshn. Hu'um uru vish varm heshin sushavi ba ishva kluem stava ushin ba klii stava vi ishtra bi ie klei vasta munem.
Wait till a storm splits the sky after carrying it with you on your person 10 days, then point at the lightning, the rod in your hand. Speak 3 times these words and commands.
Bravish, hishpa, blush, parim, suvanish, bravu, plavim, staashmish, rush, va'a, sarvaim.
Then return the wand to the earth, bury it deep in earth's womb, to give birth to the magic that slumbers deep in its soul. After 4 days, it's retrieved from its hole.
Viz us bish paru vista ushvanem klesh mi ish sta ufrahim valavash nu ushbash rush varum wa mish ushvash vaba.
Bring it forth and place it in a stone ring to lie, while you circle to right around the outside 3 times, then to the left 5 times more. Then say these words and your magic's secure.
Ga'ash vish stavurim, purim hurim sta. Nishush vishawa, triunim kluush ur tesha. Niish vrush varum, niish unm sta. Kliish huris vis nu vi basha. And now we will do sacred object 3, the memory box. Vush vis asavam hush hush esh. Sple ri tra ushmbi vanu sabu esh. Blustaba ushva urim barum nirsim kli esh tris numvam va ustri bak uklu.
The memory box you keep is where memories can sleep, where when you pull them out again, they can be, as it was, relived again. The box you make must be by you produced, only wood or stone in making it use. Find wood that's hard and stone that's soft, while you make it relive happy pasts. Create it well, then with a magic spell it will hold and replay the bygone days.
Say now words when it's complete, then speak these words in the box to keep. Bilishim vi'i klu va'um visna stu bra'u varum stu u stava u va'ish nusta va'u manunish.
As you speak it into its depth, close it quickly when you've said your spell. Keep it locked and guard it well. Let it sit 14 days for results.
Mishtrana balish vishu siim minava vush ish blish va ustava nu vish vi ish staba ush nu u sish vi I sta va ish vruvesh vi staba.
Then open the box and speak again the words we give you from the Mer people clans. 3 times say it into the box. For 4 days, keep it tightly locked.
Nuspavim ushvash mavim ushpra vausta uvrim peleshvish usvas vravim.
Thereafter, when a good day has been, images into it from your third eye beam of what has transpired. Then when you desire, once more, when opened, the images see.
Thank you so much, Master Genie. This is a delight. Thank you very much. We invite you to join us again for Walking Between the Worlds. Next week, we shall explore a window into the fairy world, understanding why groups of fairies are arriving on Earth from other planets, why they are sharing some of their magic. We will have as our host John Crawford and Bridget Wolf, medicine woman of the Siletz tribe and also shaman, who, and John is one who has worked with Jim Henson on the Muppets, and he is going to join us and share with us from their perspective entering the fairy realms.